Shalom Aleichem. This week is Bamidbar, and it will also include a little bit on Shavuos. The two actually are linked, I think. And we shall see. First of all, if you remember correctly, last week we brought a Chedush Yarim that the Sfas quoted his grandfather in Parshas Bechukosai. And there he said, Adoni Avi Skeni Moriver Avizal, Higid. He said as follows, that which Chazal say in Ovos, Hu Aya Omer, Im Ein Ani Li Mili Ukeshani Lasvim Ma'ani Vim Lo Achshav Eimasai. So Chedush Yarim, remember, said that each person is Nivra for something miyuchad. Right? The combination, the nurture nature combination that makes up our persona, our soul, etc. In addition to our soul, that hasn't come this way before, is not coming this way again, and it's not here with someone else right now. Each person is an ina nili mili. In other words, it doesn't mean if you don't do it, why should you expect someone else to take care of it for you? It's not like a musav work for cleaning up the kitchen. It is the idea that each person has a unique job description that's fit and suited dafka for him, not for anyone else. And so too also, im lo achshav eimasai. Every moment has another tafkid associated with it. In other words, every moment in the stream of time has got some new responsibility. I mean, we have a tendency to say, mañana, let's do it. It's not good today, we'll do it tomorrow, etc. So Beseder, we should try and do it tomorrow. But the fact is that we're supposed to do yesterday. Well, we have to do today, And in lo achshav eimasai. And of course, the idea of kishani latzmi ma'ani. If I am not connected to all the rest of the Jewish people, or I think it's only about me, and my role is unique, but if it's only about me, then I miss the boat. Because the fact is that I have to realize that all of Klal Yisrael has a chelik, right? Like the Sforno says, there in Parshas Baloscha, Naaseh, he explains the idea of Naaseh, I mean, going back to Matan Torah. He says, when we said Naaseh, not Naaseh initially, we said Naaseh, it meant that between all of us, or through all of us, the Ratzon Hashem would be fulfilled. It's a little noisy outside, I'm just going to close the window. Pardon me. The Gemara and Megillah, also we spoke about last week, that there's a takana, special takana, even when they would read the Torah once, and finish it once every 3 years, there was a takana to read the klolos, the tochacha of Bechukosai prior to Shavuos, and the tochacha of Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah. And the Tosis mentions, right, that also we also have the minhag to separate Shavuos from the tochacha with Parshas Bamidbar, right? And that's a fundamental idea. In other words, last week we spoke about the idea that based upon what we learned from Parshas Bechukosai, based upon the klolos, we understand what we need to fix in order to be zochet to the brachos. And already in Parshas Bamidbar, we have a picture of what we're aspiring to. In other words, tich l'shana v'kil osel, let us end the year, in the case of Shavuos, the new din on Peiros Ve'ilan, on a person's fruits, Kiyadame Tasada, we spoke about this a little bit last week, to finish the unfortunate repercussions of our misdeeds or our inappropriate approach to life, and Tochel Shalom Birchoseh, let's start the new year. So Bamidbar, in that sense, just as Parshas Nitzavim is with regard to Kisavo, so too also, we have the idea of Parshas Bamidbar being the parsha immediately before Shavuos. Let's examine how this works. So first of all, it says here in our parsha, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai be'Ol Moed b'Echad l'Chodesh Hashani v'Shana Hashanis le'Tetzam mi'Eretz Mitzrayim le'Mor." And Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ohel Moed, in Midbar Sinai, in the Ohel Moed, on the first of the month, of the second month, of the second year, from when they came out of Mitzrayim. Se'u es rosh kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, raise up in counting, through counting, kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, all of the congregation of the Jewish people, mishpachosam, according to their mishpachos, levesavosam, based upon their father's lineage, v'mispar shemos, the number of names, kol zachar legulgoloson, each zachar according to legulgolos, literally is one skull. So the Malbim, we've talked about this in previous years, has told us that there are essentially two different types of countings that are taking place. One counting has been mispar shemos. Everybody wrote their name down on a petek, as it were, on a note, and they gave that to Moshe Rabbeinu. And in this sense, this points out the person's individuality, right? The individuality. And at the same time, they also counted legugolosam. And as we don't count people by counting their heads, but what we do is, right, we take a machzir shekel. So one counting is totally personal. Each name is counted by itself. And the other counting, when you're counting Marseille for Shekel, it's essentially anonymous. And the Malbim says on this, right? V'atam sh'aya sfira kfula. This is in the third line of the Malbim on the source sheet. V'atam sh'aya sfira kfula. Why would there be a double counting? Mispar shemos v'gogoles. He says that we understand what Pasuk says. Yeah, brought down in the Yalkut Tehillim, the Pasuk is brought, Moneh Mispala Kochavim, right? L'chalam Shemos Sikra. Elu Ashvatim. We count them like the stars. HaKochavim Alolu Keshem Yotzim En Yotzim Elu B'Shemos. Each one's got a name. Shenem L'kulam Shemos Yikra. Yikra. Right? Everyone's got a name. And you think about it. You think the stars look like little points of light in the sky, but we know the stars are fantastically large. Fantastically bright, fantastically hot, etc. Unique. But Talomash HaKochom, the Fimashin, Ashkif, Aleim, Shekulam, Bechlal, Misachtim, Yosk, Evarim, Vigidim, Shalaish, HaKolel, the Hainu, Shalaolam, Agodal, Bechlalo. The Kochavim, certainly we examine them, we're talking about the constellations, the signs of the zodiac for sure. Each star is unique in itself, but each star helps form a general structure. I mean, it's true, we're talking about, you know, trillions, perhaps in a pinwheel galaxy, trillions of stars, but they all contribute to that pinwheel, and each one itself is unique. And as the Malbim continues, Nechashiv ki ish echad, the Nechashiv ki ish echad, they consider like one unit, like one person. V'nikra Adam agadol, kosha gufa Adam prati, just like an individual person, he's got his ramachi varmin shesagidim, so to the Adam agadol, right, this picture of, in Shemayim, of the collection of the Jewish people, etc., where it's reflected itself in the signs of the stars. Shua olam tzarech shiyu bo kochavim ki mispar shem nimtzayim.
In other words, in terms of the spiritual superstructure of the universe, if one person is missing, then the whole picture is deficient.
So says the Malbim. In a similar light, here the Shvach, here the way that the Sfasemis addresses the same sort of idea. He says, the Moshe Peter is counting, and we said, in the Midbar, in the Ohel Moed, right? In the first of the month, in the second month, right? In the second year since we left Mitzrayim. Says the Sfasemis, right? Uvadai b'riyas ha'adam hay lahamshich chiyuso yizborach u'kedusha l'chol ha'pratim. Adam's tafkid is to bring the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam via the Torah to every prat in this world. We've talked about before. Shlomo talks about it, the Marsha talks about it, I think the Ruach HaKodesh talks about all the idea of what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah. The mem tzadi in mitzvah, right? If you thought you an atbash, maybe you count the letters from the top of the alphabet to the bottom of these. So what we call mem tzadi is yud kei. Yud followed by hey. It's easy to do with a tzadi. If you think if you're coming from the bottom of the alphabet, so it's tough, right? Shin. Reish, Kuf, the fifth letter from the bottom of the Aleph Beis going towards the front, towards the top of the Aleph Beis, the beginning of the Aleph Beis, is a Tzadi. Tof, Shin, right? Reish, Kuf, Tzadi. Right? If you take the fifth letter down from the top of the Aleph Beis, it's obviously Hey. So the Tzadi is interchanged with a Hey, and the Mem is interchanged with a Yud. We won't do that right now. So we can't really count the letters of the alphabet, right? And it comes out that every mitzvah has what you visibly see in the mitzvah and what's embedded and hidden in the mitzvah. What you visually see is the act that you're doing. What's embedded there, right, through the world of Atbash, is really a yud followed by hey, and then there's the vav and the hey. Shem yud kei vav kei. Every time a Jew with his unique nurture, nature, right, qualities, baggage, etc., all of that, he does the mitzvah, he is writing his unique, with his unique handwriting, with his unique spiritual handwriting, right? He's writing Hashem's name. For the day I do mitzvah b'chlal is b'tzavta, you're together with Hashem. So says the Sfas Emes, certainly man was created to be mamshich, or they call it the chiyus of Hashem, the rotzon of Hashem that the bria should be to all of the pratim through Torah mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. And that's why it said, right, that it said dafka the time, the place, exactly where the Hashem is speaking to Moshe with regard to counting the Jewish people. Because that's the immune that we're trying to accomplish. Every moment has its unique chiyuv, and every place, and every piece of the stream of time. V'chein aminyan shenimnu kol ish Yisrael al makomo shenira mizeh sheyesh l'chol ish Yisrael davar miyuchad la'asos l'Hashem Yisroch. Each one's got a unique quality. Each one has a unique responsibility. Hashem zenivra, and that's why he was created. V'lachach nira shenichtav aminyan b'torah. That's why the minyan is written in the Torah. Lo'odia sheyesh l'chol adam shaykhus v'vasav ad Hashem Yisroch. The counting was written out to show each one of us has this job description. And so too, just as in any given generation, each person is linked to another person in the global job of each one fulfilling their personal responsibility, which links to each other in the global responsibility. This is true not only in a given generation, but from generation to generation. Each door is a different link in the chain. The more that a person recognizes, right, and believes, actually believes, that his maisim, right, are transforming the world and revealing Hashem's presence in the world, and his shlichus goes back to Hashem, etc., that person is zocha to be makir what his tafkid is, his makom. Further, if we go back now to Parsha Shmos, not Parsha Shmos, Parsha Yisro, like Abra, the Parsha of the Aseres HaDibros, which we're going to read on Shavuos. So we've talked about things from the vantage point of Parshas Bamidbar, and now from the vantage point of Parshas Yisro, which we'll read on Shavuos. Vidabi Lokim is called Vormeila Lemor. Says it's Fasemes. Inyan Kriyas Rus Veshuas. The Inyan of reading Shrus on Shavuos. Shu Inyan Torah Shebal Peh. This is the concept of Torah Shebal Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh Bnei Yisrael B'Maaseihem Yosifu Al HaTorah. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jewish people to dynamically continue to write Torah Shebal Peh through their application of the mitzvahs, Torah, mitzvahs, ma'as, and tovim, of Torah Shebech Sav, and whatever pre-Torah Shebech Sav they have already. Each person is uniquely adding his chelek, his unique spiritual handwriting. The mosif ala Torah Shebech Sav, ki ari ha-maisa tzadikim im Torah. V'naase, mimase, boaz, verus, megillah, shubaruch ha-koresh. From their actions, from the way they dealt with life, their struggles, etc., they created a Megillah written by Ruach HaKodesh. V'chsiv v'daber elkim le'mor. Right? The pasuk we just read. The pasuk that introduces the Aseres HaDibros. What's the le'mor saying? Perish b'nei Yisrael yomru me'atzam kedvorim ha'ela. Just as I am now about to give you the Torah, b'nei Yisrael will in turn, when they receive the Torah, they'll pass on even more. As they apply it, as they use it, as they struggle with it. Kochen, kachosu, that's what we say, asher nasalon Torah emes, v'chai olam nata besochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us Torah emes, and chai olam, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, is planted inside of us. V'Torah Shebal Peh, shebitzadzem yuchara Torah l'bnei Yisrael.
We hear.
So we hear both in terms of the counting of the Jewish people. We have a collective and individual responsibility. We see that out of our actions, out of our deeds, emanates Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh. As we saw from the Sfasemes, he spoke about Rus, from Kisvei HaKodesh came from their actions. Further now, the Or HaChaim says, V'timtzei she'amru, she'kol dibur dibur, once again, also on the Aseres HaDibur, every dibur of dibur, ha'omid, ha'kol echad ve'echad, every dibur that came out from Aseres HaDibros, came to every individual Jew, v'omer lo tekableni alecha, accept me, v'omer lehein, and every yid said yes, mechabko menashko, and the dibur of Hashem hugged him and kissed him, v'ol mesata rosho, and then formed a crown upon his head. Torah is there. Take me, be'ahava. And finally, right, sometimes we sell ourselves short, we think we're chopped liver, we don't recognize our value. This is manifest in many different ways. We see here, though, that every person's got a unique responsibility. Can't abdicate. And out of that, but he also has a collective responsibility. But anyway, in terms of our unique responsibility, sometimes we think we're not worth it. So here's the Medrash Rabba, right? From last week's Parsha again also. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Limdecha Torah taught you Derech Eretz. Torah taught us Derech Eretz. Shekishehe Adam Osa Mitzvah Yehe Osa Osa Belev Sameach. When a person does a mitzvah, he should do it B'Simcha. She Eli Aruven Yodea Shakurush Borhu Machti Valov, if Aruven Adon, that they were going to write about him in the Torah, Vishma Ruven, it's Ilmi Adon, when he saved Yosef, Hayatolano Molicho Etel Aviv. He wouldn't have let him be in the pit, even though he was going to come back after him afterwards. He would have grabbed him and run home with him. V Eli Yodea Boaz, and Boaz had known Shakurush Borhu Machti Valov in Sefer, in Megillus Rus, Vayasved La Kelly. Right? If you know that he gave her a little bit of what he called parched grain, give to Naomi, to Ruth. And you know this is going to be written down for posterity. He would have given her a golem ptumim. He would have given her a fatted veal. Rav Cohen, Rav Yeshua, Rav Simon, B'Shem, Rav Levi, Omru, L'Sha'avar. And he's pointing to the fact that this is what took place. After all, Boaz and Ruth's actions were written down for posterity in Megillas Ruth. And nowadays... So nowadays, Seder, so I'm chopped liver now. Anyway, then I wasn't going to write anything down about me. He says the Midrash, no. It is being written down. The Sha'avar Haya Adamos a Mitzvah, a Navi Kosva. Used to be that the Navi would write down the Mitzvah, like we had in the case of Rus. Shmuel wrote it down. The Achshav Adamos a Mitzvah, Mi Kosva, Eliyahu Melech Mashiach. Elio Melch Mashiach, help write it down. Vakurj Borhu Chosim, Kurj Borhu signs, Al Yadayim. Kahudich Siv, Az Nidru Yere Hashem, Yishal Re'eo, Vakshav Hashem, Yishmavi, Kosev, Besefer. Kurj Borhu hears. Kurj Borhu signs. So that's the story. That's the story, really, of how we have to realize how incredibly invaluable we are to creation. How precious, how beloved we are, and that everything that we say, and everything that we do, and everything that we think, every Maaseh Tov, so the Ribbono Shel Olam has Eliyahu and Melech Mashiach write it down, and the Ribbono Shel Olam signs. This is the sort of attitude we should go into. We should go into Shavuos, deliriously happy. And we should realize we are, as we see from Parshas Bamidbar, we are the entourage of Hashem down on earth. When we saw the sky split open at Sinai, so the Malachim encamped around the Kisei Kov, we said, we want to be just like them. Just as they are the entourage to bring Hashem's will down from that world of light down to this world of darkness, we wish to be his entourage over here that will reveal the light embedded in all the darkness here and bring that light back upstairs. May we be Zocha. So a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov. And Be'ezer Hashem, we see Yeshuas and Achamos, all good things for Klal Yisrael and Ruchnius and Gashmius. And May we be finished with all the kolos. Tichel shana makilosev, alavai, tachel shana brichosel. As we approach Shavuos, liyom hadin, rosh hashanah li lonos. So peros in yon. Right. That's it. Liyom hadin, our peros. May we approach our chelik and Torah properly. Be well. Have a good Shabbos.